You may have heard that Bishop Barron, Robert Barron, was just installed in the Winona Diocese this week, and he is the basis of the ministry Word on Fire. Every weekend, he does a reflection on the readings, and a few years ago, he talked on these readings, and he started with a clear affirmation of the goodness of creation and all things, the earth, matter, the planet, creatures, you and I and the four-legged and all of creation is good, including our bodies, including our, hungers and so on. And he quoted the book of Genesis, of course, when in the creation story it talks about how God created everything and then at the end of each day said, and he noticed that it was good. Of course, God makes good things. What he didn't make good, he just didn't make. So that's the basis for our theology. And any tendency to diminish that goodness, it tends to be an error. There was Manichaeism and Puritanism that each in their own way held suspect anything of the body, including sexuality and desires of any kind. And they just, the dualism of Platonism, it's almost like the world doesn't count at all and our bodies are bad, so you always seek what is of spirit. And that's not good theology. Catholics have been known to have a pretty strong and elevated sense of humanity, or the quote that is often given with a little tongue-in-cheek is, wherever the Catholic sun shines, there is music and laughter and good red wine. But then in the midst of that, what do you do with a reading like we had in the first reading that starts out, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. This is the in vainness. That's the word vanity there. That it doesn't matter what you do, it's all worthless. It's a very depressing reading, and it seems to have point to no value of human effort, no meaning in life itself. If you work hard, it's worthless because any rewards are arbitrary at best and by chance and the roll of the dice, it could be disaster. And we know that's, partially true. It happens that all things don't work out as we hope, but the problem is, and this is where this Hebrew scripture came from, is that they made the things of the world the end-all and be-all of life because they didn't believe in an afterlife. And so they focused on anything, all God's blessings had to be here or they didn't exist. And that's not our position. When we or they tend to make gods of things in this world, although they're good, they're not God. And materialism, it doesn't need to be talked about a lot because we know that Americans and materialistic things are pretty high. And if God is in the picture, it's not up there with materialism in many cases. That's materialism. Hedonism makes pleasure a god. Anything that makes you feel good, it's okay. If that's the end all and be all, then you're bound to be disappointed. Coin a word you may not have heard. Politicalism. That's making a god out of your political platform or point of view, so that the only truth that you would accept is what already agrees with your worldview. And the only thing that's important is whether that platform is pushed through. And then it's only important to learn or to hear from one stream of media, because that's the only, you've already prejudged that the only truth comes there. Politicalism is also making a god out of something that is, as we know, less than perfect. Any human form of government or viewpoint has its front side and its back side. So this is what we call idolatry, making a god of good things. The glory must be, and our efforts in life must also always point to God and beyond the things. So to use the good things of the world for the glory of God. Paul, in the second reading, talked about that when he says, think about the things above, about godly matters. In other words, in living your life, it always has to have that reference to what ultimately is the good with a big G, who is God. Paul also mentions that there are things that are of this world, and this is using the world in a sense that is opposed to God, misusing the good things to serve oneself and not God, that causes problems. He says, put to death immorality, impurity, passion. This would be the passions of that actions that relate from passions of revenge or anger or something. Evil desire. And he says very specifically, put to death the greed that is idolatry, worshiping of things, materialism. And then it adds on there, stop telling lies. If you find yourself in the midst of a lie or have just told one and you catch yourself saying, that wasn't really true, you might ask yourself, what idol was I working at here? Maybe you were focused on the I of idolatry, which is me and mine and I, and not on what God would want for me. The gospel has, you know, those beautiful stories there of let's put it this way. It ends with, be rich in what matters to God. What does matter to God? I would say that in the context of these readings, it has to do with good stewardship. Taking the good things that God has given us and using them for God's glory. That's what stewardship is about. So first of all, it means all things that I've received are a gift of God. You can't earn it because you worked that hard or that kind of thing. That's basic grace is a gift. Secondly, that we ought not to waste the good things, the gifts that God has given us. Times, our talents, our goods that God has given us. You know, just the waste of food in our culture is really, that's not being good stewards. It's a sin. Wasting of time. And here's the balance between working too much. If you're working all the time, that's a waste of time. Think about that. There's a reason why there's a Sabbath, Sunday. God says you need to balance that with rest. And so that's how you don't waste time. Of course, if you're resting all the time and you could be working, that's another story. But thirdly, that we share the good gifts of the earth with one another, with our brothers and sisters and all in need. That is a principle of stewardship. And that you return to God as a thank offering a portion of the goods, the gifts that God has given you materially. That's where tithing and giving to charity and all that comes in. We could also address it in another way by saying, well, what doesn't matter to God? Well, it doesn't matter how much is in your bank account to God, unless it's ill-gotten goods, then it probably matters. Doesn't matter how big your house is, how much land you own, or what your car looks like. I just saw a Porsche down there when I was filling up gas, and I thought, wow, that's interesting. Not my car. But anyway, it doesn't matter to God what perfume you use, what kind of purse you have, or what wine you drink. So what matters is good stewardship. And I love the story of it's a Hasidic story that I've told before, but it fits so well with these readings. And it's about Hasidic stories is the old tradition of Jewish storytelling. And there's books. But there was a story of two brothers who were farming together in ancient times. And of course, they were, as young men, working the same land, working together. And so they decided to divide up the grain 50-50. And each had their own barns or granaries. And so as life went on, they took very different paths. One stayed single, never had any family of his own. The other one got married, had 10 kids, and all that went with that. And yet they divided it 50-50. And so they were really good men. So one of them says, the single man, you know, this isn't really fair because my brother has all those kids to clothe and feed and his wife to take care of and all the things that could happen. He really should be getting a bigger portion of the grain. So I'll address that. And so at night, secretly in the dark, he would take his big bushel grain bucket and dip in his granary and take the path to his brother's granary and dump it in. This he did for many years. And his brother, on the other hand, he was thinking, you know, I've been so blessed with such a wonderful wife and all my children who are attentive to needs. And as they get older, some of them are going to do well. And I'll be taken care of just fine old age. I won't have to worry about anything. And here's my poor brother. He's got no one to take care of him. He's going to have to hire help. You know, it would be like us saying, who's nursing home? And so it's just not fair. I'm doing fine. So it's more appropriate and that I would share more of the grain with him. So he takes his bucket, goes to the granary secretly at night, and travels and dumps it in his brother's granary. So this goes on, and they can't figure out why the granary stays about the same in both cases. And then one night, in the middle of a dark night, before the moon came up, they bumped into each other with loads of grain and realized what was happening. And that night, as the sun rose and shone on the earth, and shown on two brothers one another in love, God looked down upon his creation and smiled.